All right. Even though I have patterns of feeling victimized, I have addictions to negative energy, negative emotion, feeling punished, punishing myself, feeling criticized, feeling less than, making myself live up to those feelings. All the ways, I'm still believing it's outside of me. I can't figure out what it is. Wouldn't it be nice? Or not nice? To know. It's just a pattern, a human pattern of feeling bad. I'm so accustomed to feeling bad that it doesn't take much. And if everything's going well, I still let myself down with something. There's always something more I could do. There's always something more I could be. There's always something more that I could allow. There's always something more that I could let go of. It is quite painful to be me. All the ways I've agreed to feed the pain of me, to believe in the pain of me, to actively expect the struggle of me, all the ways I'm familiar with feeling let down with me, all the ways I don't know. I have zero practice. Feeling whole and safe and happy. Just being me. I'm never done. I'm never enough. I haven't done enough. I'm not fast enough. Smart enough. Trustworthy enough. All the ways. I'm still feeling inadequate. Emotionally inadequate. Mentally inadequate. Energetically inadequate. All the ways. I know how to feel bad about me. All the ways. I know how to resist feeling good. Good enough. Okay. Better than what I'm judging. All the ways. I don't even know who I would be if I really felt impressed with who I am, with my journey, with all that I have accomplished and continue to learn. I can't do that. It's all or nothing. I'm a mess. I'm inadequate. Or I'm perfect. And since I haven't hit perfect, since I haven't defined perfect, since I haven't experienced perfect, I get to feel bad. And the worse I feel, the slower I go. The worse I feel, the less I get done. All the ways, I'm buying into self-pity, lack of self-respect. At some level, I can't even define. I want to forgive myself. I want to forgive my parents. Their parents. And their parents before them. Whatever it is about me, chemically, hormonally, emotionally, energetically, spiritually, whatever it is about me that won't allow me to enjoy my earth life, my earth expression, who I am as a changing, evolving being, I really want to let that go. All the ways I have labels, conditions, measurements, and I fall short. I wonder if that's true. I wonder if that's true. I wonder if I'd be more productive if I weren't so judgmental. If I weren't so accustomed,
to believing,
there's only a right way,
and a wrong way.
And I'm most familiar,
with the wrong way.
I really want to let that go.
I can't let that go.
If I'm not doing it wrong,
I'm pretty sure they are.
All the ways I see.
All the conditions.
All the wrongness.
Of life on earth.
Who would I be?
If I absolutely let that go.
If I started right now.
Accepting
who I am
and where I've been,
matter-of-factly.
Who would I be
if I had no story
of past disappointment
in myself,
about myself,
or others?
Who would I be
if it wasn't about
all the preconceived,
all the patterns
of self-judgment,
but it was about
accepting life,
my life,
my consciousness,
my personality,
as an evolving,
changing being?
Nope.
It's got to be all or nothing.
Got to be all or nothing.
I'm a procrastinator.
Or I'm not.
I'm in chaos.
Or I'm not.
I'm in pain.
Or I'm not.
I have to ask for help.
Or I don't.
I know what I'm choosing.
Or I don't.
All the ways
I'm trying to live
a black and white life.
When the truth is,
it's pretty much all gray.
And every color in between.
And wouldn't it be nice
if I could just pretend,
just for the experience,
to let go of all the judgments
and just be
fully,
completely,
kindly,
lovingly,
in the experience,
the ever-changing experience
of me.
Okay, big breath.